salute our John Wayne man. Cause you know that they're fighting the evil guys, man. Everybody gotta salute our John Wayne man, cause you know, like John Wayne don't take no shit, man. I knew you like, okay, who's this guy, eh? Okay, the president, man, the number one John Wayne. Did you like John Wayne, yeah? When was his time? Was what, Vietnam, eh? Or oh, what he was? NG, eh, the guy was. NG, eh, the kind NG unit that never got activated, went any place. What, did you like John Wayne, you know? John Wayne, you know the guy that went in from everything from the 7th Cavalry fighting the Indians all the way up to Vietnam, bro. What kind of work army do, bro? Second World War. Nah, he felt it was in the best interest of the country for him still here make all these kind of patriotic movies about how he shooting the Japs and getting the Krauts. All these brothers talking about beefing and nobody would throw a blow in their life. Mean, eh, this guy? Talk about the sacrifice they gotta take, man. Yeah, right on, but when the last time anybody would punch you in the head? People of privilege should never be the final factors of who decide when and where and how we going to fight war. Unless they gonna put their kids up on the front line and say, these the first guys going. You like all these people here running for office, man? They always use education as a platform. Everybody say the education process is far out, bro. So we gotta go do something about this. If you vote for me, I'm gonna fix these monkeys. And always, right after they get elected, the very next month, they run into what they call the fiscal reality of the situation. And that's why we don't get fixed education. But we still gonna bring some more people over here. Yeah, come leave Hawaii. Oh, planning room. You know, all these places on Ever Beach, you gonna make some more guys. Hey, man, planning room. Everybody come over here. Solving problems. See, like the only way you solve problems is just like how the cowboy guys used to do them, bro. He's right inside, you see a bunch of Indians over there in your way. Just off them, get them out the way, go do your chip, bro. Solving problems, eh? Solving problems, and one and one is two unless you really want to move that two and turn it into another. Can we turn this discussion into something other than a numerical conversation? No, actually one and one is actually the kind. One and one is you get half, and I get the rest. And let's not worry about the percentage, because actually, you know why it's got to be here, because the Federation, you know, the Confederation of States, everybody collect everybody's money. The state said, I am an independent entity. I think marijuana should be legal. The federal government go, frick you. I get this big rope over here called a loophole. And guess what? You stay beside these monkey, I pull this sucker, but out of power. Autonomy, what the hell is that autonomy? Look at the globe now, man. What kind of autonomy get in the planet? Sovereign nations do not have the autonomy to act on themselves. Whoa, because. Sometimes I feel the cold winds of Waimanalo heat in the back of my head, but better check out reality, but you guys asking for what? From who? You asking for understanding and to be pono from who? Give it a break, bruh. Give it a break. Nah, bruh, you know what? Until I erase everybody. I'm gonna be that sand inside your sock, you monkey. You better call me, man. Better watch out, you walk past my house, bro. I might be that bird that shit on your head, cause Yeah, maybe I can begin, but I might be able to fuck up your day, but hey man, Lynn Trotsky, man, what do you say today? There's something to anarchy, eh? But in the middle of a quagmire and everybody's stuck over here, okay, stuck shit, just like up here in Palo, everybody's stuck in the mud. Sometimes somebody gotta throw a cherry bomb and blow that damn toilet up and make everybody go, what the hell? And believe me, I do not wear a rag on my head, and I do not pray three times a day, and I do not face Mecca. But I'm you, yeah. Infest cultures, like kind of manifest destiny, kind of cocky, the guy where you convince everybody that God told you that you're supposed to be the guy, and that's why. And you know what? If I gotta slap you with the back of my hand or kick your ass with a nuclear bomb, God told me, bruh. Maybe for us guys, Putin, you guys, you know, like us. But you only get one god, fuck us guys, man. Oh, we'll be plenty of gods enjoying this shit in us guys. A mango falls from the tree and hit the only guy who sit down, never hear him coming down. Everybody else see the article.
Love my chicken off the key maker, nail number.
Global situation, eh? Polole can be reduced to sitting down drinking beer underneath a mango tree and nobody paying attention. Everybody sees a situation and reacts appropriately. If it's not you, laugh at the other guy. Laugh at the other guy. Take advantage of the other guy. Cause hey man, God must have directed that mango on his destiny to you.